Welcome to Insights into Teens, a podcast series exploring the issues and challenges of today's youth. Your hosts are Joseph and Madison Whalen, a father and daughter team making their way through the challenges of the teenage years.
Welcome to Insights into Teens, Episode 3, The Happiest Place on Earth. Today we're on location in Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida. We are actually recording from the Polynesian Hotel and Resort. I'm Joseph Whalen, your host, and my co-host, Madison Whalen.
Hello, everyone.
So today's podcast, because of our venue, will be dedicated to Disney World. Disney World has been a frequent family destination for us for vacations in the past. Mm-hmm. How many times have you been here? Let me ask you that.
I've been here 18 times.
18 times. And I've been here one more time than you so far.
Yep.
So I've been here 19 times. Disney World has a lot to offer. I think you'll agree that every time we're down here, we see or do something that we haven't done before, even though we've been here so many times.
Yep.
So let's talk about your experiences with coming to Disney World. 18 times is a lot. Most kids are lucky if they get to go to Disney World once in their lifetime. Why do you keep coming back?
Well, we are DVC members, and this is... We've had a year of being annual pass holders, which means we could go to the park whenever we wanted to. So we would come back for that. We've done that for 3 trips now. This will probably be our last trip of doing it.
So explain to me what a DVC member is.
DVC stands for Disney Vacation Club Member.
It's kind of a sophisticated thing for teens, but basically...
I know you said something about, like, when you guys got some land on Disney property.
Well, what it really is the equivalent of a timeshare. Now, a timeshare is when you buy into a property and you're entitled to a certain amount of time that you can spend at that property each year. Disney works a little bit differently in that they use points instead of days and so forth, so you can spend the points as though it's currency. But basically, you buy into it, you are effectively a part owner of that property. We pay taxes in Florida, for instance, on the timeshare. But basically, it allows us to have a place to go for vacation. It's not just Disney World. We've used it at Disneyland in California. You can apply your points to the cruise, the Disney cruise. And there's a whole selection of other vacations that you can do. So we keep coming back because we are annual pass holders, meaning we can go basically to the parks, when come and go as we please during the time, correct?
Yep.
And we're vacation club members. Is that really the only reason that you want to come back to Disney?
No, we like coming to the parks.
Okay.
And we like to buy stuff that we can only get here and not anywhere else.
So Disney exclusives then. Well, if you like coming to the park, Disney World has 4 theme parks. It has 2 water parks. There's miniature golf. There's golf courses. There's a lot to do down here. So let's talk theme parks. What is your favorite theme park at Walt Disney World?
I'd have to say the Magic Kingdom.
Why is that?
Well, because there are a lot of rides that I like over there, and a whole bunch of different things. It's basically, there are good restaurants I like that we go to eat there, and most of the main events we go to are there as well.
Okay.
Even though, of course, it's the smallest park.
That is true. It is the smallest park on property.
Which is strange, because it seems to have the most rides.
And I think... because the rides are so close together, they can have more rides. Like, for instance, you look at Fantasyland, you can literally get off one ride, walk across the pathway, and get on another ride.
I know.
But you look at other parks like Epcot, and you have to walk a long way to get to the next ride.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned restaurants. What is your favorite restaurant to eat at Disney World, at Magic Kingdom?
I'd have to say that one by the Haunted Mansion. I can't remember its name.
Is that the...
I know it's like a type of tavern.
The Columbia Harbor House?
No, it's like the one where, like, you would walk in, there were, like, all sorts of benches, so I would normally sit down at one of the benches, and then you guys would go in the line and get the food and then bring it there.
Oh, I think you mean Liberty Tree Tavern.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I knew it was a type of tavern.
That one, and that one's family style, so they serve you everything at once and you basically take what you want for that.
Yeah, pretty much.
What is your favorite ride in Magic Kingdom?
I definitely know that one of them is Splash Mountain.
Splash Mountain is a good one, especially now that convinced Mommy to actually go on it with us.
Yeah. Big Thunder Mountain is another one.
Another roller coaster.
So even though, of course, I get scared every time and I kind of feel a little nervous going on it, but that because I normally go on it alone because neither of you guys would come on the roller coaster.
That's correct. Mommy and Daddy are not roller coaster people by any stretch.
But you did go on Barnstormer once with me.
I did, and Daddy does not fit very well on Barnstormer.
Well, that's part of the reason why you didn't go on it, and we're trying to persuade Mommy this year to go on Barnstormer, saying it's not that bad, it's very short, and it's like 5 minutes.
And I think we're very close to convincing her this year.
Yeah, she's really close. I just hope she goes on.
You've been coming here for how many years now?
12.
You're how old?
12.
Would you believe me if I told you you've been coming here 13 years?
Well, yeah, I would believe you, because remember you guys saying, the first time we ever came here, you were in my stomach.
Yep, you were, Mommy was carrying you in her belly the first time that you came here. You've basically been coming to Disney all your life. You've been here 18 times, which means you come to Disney more than once a year on average.
Yeah.
What is your favorite Disney World memory? There's a lot of them over 18 trips.
I know. I definitely liked when you and me first went on Splash Mountain and when Mommy had already went on it once. And when we realized we were in the first two rows, Mommy was like, nope, I'm out.
Yes, that was funny. We got up to the front two rows and the ride attendant told Mommy to get in the front row. And Mommy just decided at that point in time she wasn't ready to go back on Splash Mountain.
And then we went on our own.
There was a memory that I have that I wanted to share that I don't know if you remember. You were young. You were probably two or three at the time.
Mm-hmm.
We were in Epcot, and we went to the Disney Visa photo opportunity where you can get a free photo if you're a Disney Visa card holder. And we were the first ones in line. They started taking pictures, and the camera broke.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, and instead of them basically canceling the session, they had us wait there while they went to get another camera. And this was, I don't know, about 15 minutes or so it took to get a new camera. And while we were waiting, they kept the characters out there. And they played Duck Duck Goose and Hide and Seek with you for 15 minutes. It was the greatest thing ever. It really was.
Yeah, I remember that.
And you were just beside yourself having so much fun playing with the characters. Mommy and Daddy absolutely loved that one experience.
Yeah, I can remember that. I didn't think that the camera actually broke because of it.
Well, I don't know if the camera broke or it ran out of batteries. Either way, they had to replace the camera and it took a little bit of time to get it replaced.
Yeah, I just thought they just wanted to play Duck Goose. Yeah. I didn't really think there was a problem with the camera.
Well, and no one was taking pictures except Mommy and I with our phones at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk resorts.
Okay.
So you've been here 18 times.
Yep.
I have to assume you've not stayed at the same place all 18 times.
Yeah. So it would just get kind of boring.
It would. You've stayed at a lot of places. Of all the places you've stayed at, what is your favorite resort?
Is it okay if I share three favorites? Because I have three favorites.
Absolutely.
Not including this right now, but this might be included as well.
Oh, that's fine.
So, one of them is those what we stayed at last time we came, which was Art of Animation.
Okay, Art of Animation, one of the newer ones.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And after I tell you everyone, I'll tell you why I like
Perfect. That resort.
I also liked Old Key West.
Old Key West is a nice one. We were actually in Old Key West last night.
Yep. And I also like Pop Century.
Pop Century. Okay, that's one of the... So tell me, why do you like those three?
Well, I like Art of Animation because when you go in, it's pretty cool because there are drawings on the wall or painted drawings, and as you walk by, you see how they get colored in and more sophisticated and stuff like that, and I really thought that was cool. They also had really nice statues, which I liked.
Okay.
And the Little Mermaid one, which we stayed at, was a really nice resort. I really liked the chairs because there were seashells. And
yeah.
I liked, having them plastic because I don't know why. And
Disney does a very good job theming their resorts, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I like that. And I liked the fact that when we were trying to walk to the big pool, even though we didn't actually go swimming in there, they had all sorts of the cool statues, and my favorite one was from The Lion King, and it was the Elephant Graveyard one.
Oh, yeah, that was very cool.
Yeah, they also had one with Mufasa on Pride Rock, and Simba, Timon, and Pumbaa walking along in that one scene where Simba's starting to grow up.
Yes, that was very cool.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all lifelike, which is really neat. As you feel like you're literally walking through the movies themselves.
Yeah, it even seemed like you were walking through the Pride Lands because of the plants.
And it was really hot when we were down too, so that helped. Okay, so that was Art of Animation. What did you like so much about Pop Century?
Well, kind of similar to Art of Animation because I really liked the statues. We were staying in Toy Story, and I liked the fact that the stairs leading up were the stairs to our part was the Army Men bucket.
Right.
Really
right.
Funny. And I also like the fact that there are four areas in one of them because in Pop Century there is the music
mm-hmm.
area, the sports area, and where we've stayed at, the movie area.
Well, no, that's your right. All-Star Resorts.
All-Star?
All-Star.
Oh,
so you
yeah,
have
that's
All-Star
what I meant.
Right. Pop Century is divided up into years.
Oh, I forgot.
Into decades.
Yeah, that's what I meant. All-Star Resorts, sorry.
Yeah. Well, I think All-Star Resorts are fun, too. Like, the pools. Like, the one pool at All-Star Sports is, a baseball field.
I know.
Which is really neat.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they do a very good job of that. And what was the third one you said?
The third one was Old Key West.
So what is so spectacular about Old Key West?
Well, I like the fact, I like the way the rooms were positioned.
What do you mean by that?
What I mean is, it's not one big thing. They're all spread out randomly.
Okay.
And there are multiple rooms for each section. And I also like the fact that when we stayed there yesterday, we were able to stay in a really big suite.
Yes, we were. We stayed in a two-bedroom suite yesterday. So it was basically an apartment for us.
Or house.
Or house, yes.
It was just huge.
Do you think you'll ever get bored coming to Disney?
Nope.
And why is that?
Well, because whenever I'm able to go to the parks, there's always something I want to do. And there's always something special, like there's a special reason why we go at that time. The special reason is like an activity or a birthday.
Okay.
And each trip is unique in its own way.
Like what kind of activities?
Like when we went to the Christmas party.
Okay.
Or the Halloween party in California.
Yep. We've been to the Halloween party here in Florida too.
Even though I forgot it. I don't really remember, but if I have a description of it, I'll probably remember.
Well, just the fact that you can go through Magic Kingdom and trick-or-treat, I think, is really cool.
Yeah, that's real cool.
Yeah. And you get to dress up, too.
Yeah.
Even the adults are allowed to dress up that time.
Yeah.
So, you like coming back because there's always something new to do or some special occasion.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we here this time?
Because of Mommy's birthday.
Ah, yes, birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
We've done a lot of different things down here. We did, for one very special birthday of Mommy's, we did a cruise, a fireworks cruise. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
We picked up a pontoon boat with a driver over at the Grand Floridian. We cruised the Seven Seas Lagoon and Bay Lake for a little bit, and then we parked out over in the Seven Seas Lagoon right in front of the castle, and we watched the fireworks show, and the boat even had the music on and everything, so it was really neat. Now, you've experienced a lot of Disney. Is there anything about Disney that you don't particularly like? I mean, you can be perfectly honest. Not everything is perfect, so you can, there's always room for improvement.
I can definitely tell you that every time I have to wait, that is a bit of a pain.
And where do you typically have to wait?
At rides I'm never able to go on anymore.
Give me an example.
Sometimes Buzz Lightyear.
Sometimes Buzz Lightyear. Well, last time we were here.
I know, like, because of the Christmas party, there weren't a lot of people there, and we actually went on. Oh, yeah. Can I say another one of my favorite Disney moments?
Sure.
Another favorite Disney moment was one that happened last year.
And what was that one?
That one was when we were at the Christmas party, and when the fireworks were about to go off, we were by Buzz Lightyear, and it was a 5-minute wait, so we just went on. And then it stopped a couple of times, and then when we came off, the fireworks were still going, so we went back in.
Right.
And then that time, we stopped for a really long time, so we just kept shooting and shooting until we got the highest score. And then basically, we weren't even at the end of the ride, we were like at the very beginning, so we just like turned around and spun because, well, we didn't really have anything else to do.
And that was because the ride broke down.
Yeah.
And we weren't moving. So where we were had a lot of targets for us to shoot. We just kept shooting the targets.
Of course, and then when we got the high score, we knew we were going to take a picture of it, so we did.
Yes, we did. Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, I liked it.
So you don't like waiting in lines, and where do you typically wait in lines? Just on rides?
Mainly. I don't know what else you would really need to wait in line. Like, I know at restaurants, mm-hmm. but... Yeah, restaurants waiting in line are sometimes a pain because whenever we're at an early reservation, we always have to wait.
Yes, and we tend to get the reservations early just as a precaution, I think, more than anything.
Also, because that one time in the other Liberty restaurant, we were waiting for a really long time and like there was no seating, so I was just standing somewhere. Yeah, I don't really like to stand all that much, but it's Disney. You gotta find a place you're gonna stand.
That's understandable.
Yeah. I remember the first time when you guys told me that you wouldn't put me in the stroller, and that time we went, my legs were killing me.
Yeah, that's a hard lesson learned at Disney, is having to do all that walking.
Yeah, the place we do the most walking, I think, is Epcot.
Yes, that's a big park.
Yep.
Not the biggest. The biggest is which one?
Animal Kingdom that we really never go to, and I've only really remembered the one time we went, which was about, I don't know, our 16th time?
Something like that. I lost count by then.
Yeah, me too, but I won't forget now, because, well, hopefully one day I'll be able to go back. Probably not, but...
Yeah, I don't think you're going to have too much of a danger.
Yeah, probably not, though.
Probably not what?
That I won't go back.
Why won't you go back?
I don't know. I mean, you guys, ever since that day, we've said, every time we've gone to Disney, after that day, we were like, okay, we're not going to Animal Kingdom. Okay, we're not going to Animal Kingdom.
Well, when we have annual passes and we can come and go as we please, there's no reason not to go if you want to go.
Mm.
This way you can ride through the dinosaur ride again and keep your eyes closed all the time.
I'm not keeping my eyes closed.
Disney's famous for its princesses, and when kids come to Disney, you get to be a princess or a pirate or something like that all the time. So if you were a Disney princess, which Disney princess would you be?
Merida.
Merida, from which movie?
Brave.
And why is that?
Well, because she's very independent, And basically her movie was about she didn't need a prince. She could do it all on her own. She didn't need a prince to rescue her. She didn't need help from anyone. She just wanted to live her life independently and, yeah, stuff like that.
Okay, so despite the fact that Daddy is a huge Star Wars fan, you thought Merida would be a good choice over Princess Leia, huh?
Daddy, yeah!
So, we are down at the Polynesian now. We're here partially for Mommy's birthday. Is there anything special that we're going to be doing down here?
The one thing that Mommy said that we're going to do on Tuesday was a party at Magic Kingdom.
Right, and that is a party for DVC members.
Yep.
So that would be one where we get to stay at the park late. What's your favorite time of day? Do you like getting to the parks early? Do you like being there in the afternoon? Do you like being there in the evening?
Well, I like going there in the afternoon and staying till night.
Okay, why is that?
Well, in the morning, you're not really all awake, and you need some time to get yourself fully up. So, if you go in the afternoon, you have plenty of time to rest, and then you can go and go to the park and then stay there all night.
I agree. I think Mommy is...
Also, I like having to go at night because some of the lights are on and it's pretty cool.
Yes, the park, especially Magic Kingdom, I think, is nicer at night.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Mommy would disagree with the time of day. Mommy is very much a morning person, would you agree?
Yep.
And she loves to get there at rope drop when the park first opens. And it's neat. We've done it. We've been here for Star Wars weekends when they were doing them.
Mm-hmm.
And when you would get here to Hollywood Studios at rope drop, ticket booths where you would buy your tickets, the stormtroopers would be up on the roofs there and they would put on little shows and stuff like that for the crowd that were waiting. So that was always kind of a neat little thing to get here early for. But I agree with you. I prefer to get here in the afternoon, especially given the weather here, because it tends to get a little hot down here, doesn't it?
Yeah, yes. And it's winter now, and I'm wearing shorts and a t-shirt.
Yeah, so it gets pretty warm down here. It's not too bad today.
Yeah, not too bad.
We're, I think, in the 70s today. So, but in the summertime, it gets pretty brutal down here.
Which is why we never go in the summer anymore. I remember the first time we went in August, and we were trying to find shade, and we had to actually go in the bathroom to keep cool because of the air conditioning. And we went in all the shops to have air conditioning, and we still do that in the winter and spring.
That is correct. And one of the reasons for that is because if we come sometime other than summer, we have to pull you out of school.
Yep.
So, anyway, I think that's all the questions that I had for you today. Did you have any closing remarks for us about your trips or your current trip?
Just that I hope this trip is as good as the rest.
Okay. That's going to do it for the podcast today. I did want to put out there, we do have our email set up now, so if anyone is listening and wants to send us some feedback, comments, questions, anything you'd like to see us discuss on the podcast, you can email to comments@insightsintoteens.com. And I think that's going to do it for the podcast today. Thank you, Madison, for being with us.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Insights into Entertainment, a podcast series taking a deeper look into entertainment and media. Our husband and wife team of pop culture fanatics are exploring all things from music and movies to television and fandom. We'll look at the interesting and obscure entertainment news of the week. We'll talk about theme park and pop culture news. We'll give you the latest and greatest on pop culture conventions. We'll give you a deep dive into Disney, Star Wars, and much more. Check out our video episodes at youtube.com/insightsintothings. Our audio episodes at podcast.insightsintoentertainment.com, or check us out on the web at insightsintothings.com.